Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. During December, we focused on good news of great joy. We've talked about what joy is, where it comes from, and how we as Christians don't necessarily rejoice in every circumstance, but we can always rejoice in the Lord. Today's Epiphany Sunday, a fine time when we celebrate the visit of the Magi, the wise men who followed a star from the east that led them to the Christ child. The account's found in Matthew chapter 2, and it's the perfect summary of everything we've been talking about for the last month as we finish our sermon series on good news of great joy. Here in Matthew 2, we have a powerful contrast between King Herod and the Magi. Herod is the most powerful man in Judea, but he is miserable. Magi, on the other hand, are strangers in a strange land, but they are filled with joy. Comparing Herod with the wise men is a great way to see that joy doesn't come from your circumstances, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So let's start with the negative first. Let's start with the misery of Herod. King Herod here in Matthew 2 is one of the most important men in the world at that time. There's a number of different King Herods, but this one is known throughout history as Herod the Great. And from a worldly perspective, this guy seems to have it all. He is rich. He's the king, right? So, of course, he's rich. He's powerful. Once again, he's the king. The most powerful man in Judea, his word is law. He is smart. Herod is known by historians to be a brilliant architect and engineer. He builds himself and to his own glory several palaces and cities. And he's the one who is behind the great rebuilding of the magnificent Second Temple in Jerusalem. And last of all, he is successful. Let me remind you that he is called Herod the Great, and he's called that for a reason. There aren't many the greats in history. There's Herod the Great, there is Alexander the Great, and of course there's Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player, also known as the Great One. Obviously, he is super successful. He's got it all. Money, power, brains, and success. All these incredible blessings from God. But there's one thing Herod lacks, and that is joy. He's absolutely one of the most miserable human beings we know from history. We know that from secular history, but we also know it from biblical history, and that's what we're going to look at right now. What the Bible says about King Herod. And Herod, instead of being filled with joy, was filled with two other emotions. First of all, number one, he was filled with jealousy. Matthew 2, 1 through 3. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Matthew 2, 1 through 3. Herod is at the top in terms of power in Judea, but he is also full of jealousy, fear, and paranoia over losing that position and losing his power. He is completely in fear of losing his throne, so much so that he had members of his own family put to death because of his paranoia. He put to death his wife, three of his sons, and other family members to ensure that he would remain on his throne. Herod is fearful of losing his throne, so when there are reports of a new king being born in Bethlehem, a king of the Jews, he is not happy. And if Herod ain't happy, ain't nobody going to be happy, especially in Jerusalem. As the scripture says, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Herod is filled with jealousy and envy towards anyone who might take his place. And I think we can relate to that, can't we? All of us struggle with jealousy and envy. We want the fame, the attention, the money that other people have. We always tend to think that somebody has it better or easier, and it's unfair that we work so hard that somebody else gets all the rewards. So we have feelings of jealousy and envy, and it's one sin that really steals away our joy. Proverbs 14, verse 30 says, "A peaceful heart gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." Just love the way it describes envy there, something that rots you from the inside out. Jealousy and envy rob us of the peace and joy that should be ours as the people of Christ. And of course, envy and jealousy is also the opposite of love, because 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy." It does not boast. 1 Corinthians 13:4. These are bad things, but the temptations towards jealousy and envy are stronger than ever in our culture. We've entered into the age of social media. Now, social media is not a bad thing in and of itself. Technology never is. It's always the way that we use it that matters. But with social media, I will warn you, it's easy to become jealous and envious. It's easier than ever by seeing what other people have to become focused on what we don't have, instead of being thankful for what we do have. But jealousy and envy rob you of joy, just like they did to Herod. Remember Proverbs 14, verse 30. A peaceful heart gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Herod is miserable because he's filled with envy. Saint of all, he's miserable because he's filled with anger, and we see that in Matthew 2, verse 16. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under. Jealousy and anger go together, hand in hand. Jealousy leads to anger, which can lead to even worse things, and in Herod's case, it definitely does. After the Magi see the Christ child, they worship him. Then God warns them not to go back to Herod, but to go to home by a different route. When Herod realizes this, the Bible says he is furious. He is intensely angry, bursting with anger. He's going to take out his wrath on innocent people, on the most innocent of people. Herod is going to take out his anger on all the babies of Bethlehem. What Herod does here is so despicable and so disgusting that now his name has become infamous, and rightfully so. Murdering all the children in Bethlehem and the surrounding area that were 2 years and younger. Forever until the end of time, Herod's name will be associated with this wicked and evil act. We won't remember his buildings, we won't remember his wealth, we won't remember him. But we will remember what he did. The slaughter of the innocents, the murder of innocent children. See, that's what jealousy and anger can do to us. That's the danger there. Why the Bible warns us so often against those feelings. God doesn't want us to be filled with jealousy and anger. He wants us to be filled with joy. His joy, the joy that comes from the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The kind of joy we see in the Magi. And that's point number two, the joy of the Magi. First of all, the Magi were overjoyed. Enough of the negative stuff, let's talk about the positive. Let's talk about the Magi. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed, Matthew 2:10. The Greek literally says that they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. They rejoiced with exceedingly mega joy. Remember, great, mega is the word for great in Greek. They add mega joy, right? In every possible way, the text tries to communicate to us the incredible, overwhelming joy the Magi felt when they saw the star that would lead them to Jesus. The NIV sums it up in one word, which is overjoyed, which I have here for you. I love that word. It's one of the best words in the English language. If something makes you happy, you say, yeah, I enjoyed that. Yeah, that was a great movie. I really enjoyed that. That was a great play. I really enjoyed that. Which means I was in joy while I was watching that or doing that. But if you are overjoyed about something, you can't get any better than that. That's joy at the highest level. That's joy to the max, right? As much joy as a human can possibly have. Overjoyed means you're full of so much joy, you're literally spilling over with joy. You're not just joyed, you're overjoyed. You cannot contain your joy. Notice how different these men are from King Herod the Miserable. Not their circumstances. Like I said, Herod had everything a person could want. His circumstances were awesome. No, their joy doesn't come from their circumstances. Their joy comes from the Lord. Their joy comes from Jesus. And you can see their joy in their actions. The Magi do two things because they're full of so much joy. First of all, they go to Jesus. And then second of all, they worship Jesus. They go to Jesus, Matthew 2:11. I'm coming to the house. They go to the place where they can find Jesus. And they traveled a really long way to get there, didn't they? Through dangerous conditions. They followed the star that showed them the way to Jesus. And at that point in time, maybe 6 months later, after Jesus' birth, Jesus was in a house in Bethlehem. And the star showed them the way. And they joyfully made their way to Bethlehem. Like that awesome Christmas hymn tells us, O come all you faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Because that's where the King of the Jews is. That's where the Savior is going to be. And that's why we're here today, too. We want to meet the Savior. We, too, like the wise men, want to see the Savior. But where do we go? He's not in the manger any longer. He's not a baby anymore. And he's not in Bethlehem. Today, we find the Savior, our Savior, Jesus Christ, in word and sacrament, in the Bible and the two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion. That's where we find Jesus. And Jesus, remember, is the source of real joy. Because Jesus is the one who brings hope. Not just earthly hope, but the sure and certain hope of everlasting life with Jesus forever. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus won for us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And that life, that forgiveness, is communicated to us through the means of grace, word and sacrament, the Bible, baptism, and Holy Communion. So, if you're looking for Jesus, I've got great news. You've come to the right place this morning. The Magi go to where Jesus is, and then when they get there, they worship Jesus. Matthew 2:11, continuing the text, they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then the Magi worshiped Jesus. They worshiped Jesus with their bodies by bowing down before them. Now we do the same thing at church, don't we? We stand at certain occasions in the service, and that is to honor the Lord. For instance, at the gospel reading, it's the words of Jesus. We stand in honor of our Lord. When we pray, we bow our heads and fold our hands, and sometimes we stand as well, again, to honor the Lord and make sure we're not distracted. We worship God with our bodies, but the Magi also worship Jesus with their gifts, their offerings to the Lord. They are incredibly expensive gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They want to show their gratitude to God through their gifts to him. They do so, not because they have to, they do so out of their great joy, their overflowing joy and thankfulness to the Lord. And that's what we do in our worship service as well. After the sermon, we talk about worshiping the Lord with our gifts and offerings. We worship the Lord with our songs, with our prayers, and with our praise, but we also worship the Lord with our gifts and offerings to the Lord. Give it to the Lord out of joy and thankfulness. Thankful that God loved us so much that he sent the greatest gift of all, God's one and only Son, the Savior Jesus, to be our Savior from sin and from death. The Magi are filled with joy. What a contrast from miserable, selfish Herod. Herod is full of anger and jealousy and bitterness. The Magi are full of the joy of the Lord. They are more than full. They have so much joy that is spilling over. They are overjoyed. They are more than just joyful. They are overflowing with joy. They are overjoyed. May we, in the year of our Lord 2025, also experience that same joy the Magi experienced, the joy of the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.